the Bible better? Are you a Sunday school teacher, deacon, or a Christian seeking to know God's Word? Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE for more information. CTU, training ministry workers since 1982. Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day, with the goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is also heard on these 3 stations in Jacksonville, Florida, St. Augustine, Florida, and Brunswick, Georgia. Now there's a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. Your help is needed to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is crucial to take the next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com or to send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258, Attention Radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Thank you again, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us on Let's Face the Issues today. We're talking about a subject that you'd hear very little about, normally speaking. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 10 says, for the love of money is the root of all evil. We're talking about today a subject that links current events with that biblical text. All for the love of money. I'm looking at a headline. I'll read this and touch on a paragraph or two. Then we'll take our next caller. Huge red flag. Karen Bass raked in cash from Chinese Intel tied bankers before hiring them. Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass transitioned an advisory team, enlisted 2 Chinese intelligence-tied bankers who have fundraised for her and her nonprofit organization. Further, the article reads, East West Bank and Pang have donated upward of $1 million to Bass's mayoral campaign and the mayor's fund for Los Angeles. Both have extensive ties to the Chinese Communist government, have also been listed as holding positions with arms of the Chinese Communist Party, influence and intelligence services, called the United Front Work Department, UFWD, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a 3-page article. That's just the first 2 brief paragraphs on that subject. So we ask the question, why is Mayor Karen Bass against the U.S. government? Why is she against anything that's moral, ethical, and biblical? Why is she against the ICE agents coming in and collecting up illegal invaders that's in? You ask that question. The answer is very, very simple. The love of money is the root of all evil. It's because she is being paid handsomely. In fact, with the graft that she's, in my opinion, that she has collected, the graft that she's collected with strings attached like the Chinese Communist Party, tells the whole story. I don't believe we have to go any further than that. And you can just look at some of the things that's taking place in L.A. For example, $100 million collected during the benefit for the L.A. fires and for the victims, but they've not seen 1 cent, 1 red penny of it. Let me read this. After Californians experienced one of the worst fire disasters ever, the Pacific Palisades fire in Los Angeles, hundreds of homes were gone and people were left unable sometimes to even recognize their own streets. The human need for the help was evident. So a benefit called Fire Aid was scheduled and held. Entertainers, including Lady Gaga, Jelly Roll, Katy Perry, Olivia, appeared, and the 5-hour event raised over $100 million. The fire aid was for us, one said. We figured it was ours, but where is the money? Ladies and gentlemen, it disappeared. In fact, Pam Bondi is now investigating the source Was it a lie? Did they collect the money? Did they lose the money? Did they give it to anyone? The answer is no. It was a fake, phony, false front to collect dollars by the millions. And Karen Bass is, I think, knowledgeable of it and aware of it. But, ladies and gentlemen, the question is, what will be done? Will anything be done? I believe we have Davis on the line. Go over the question, comment, please.
Yeah, thank you, Pastor, for taking my call. I want you're exactly right. It is the love of money that's causing all this stuff. But if I can reference back to one of your programs, the first part of the week, when we're talking about the deep state, you know, and all the corruption that's going on, we got to remember this. I know you mentioned to her about questioning maybe Obama's even his citizenship. Do you remember, I believe he is Muslim and been raised Muslim, and so for 12 years between him and Biden, we have had 12 years of Muslim imprint into our United States government, and I think it's time that our president put out a blanket arrest and a dragnet, and everyone that's in cahoots with all this mess is going on ought to be sent to the Pacific Alcatraz, not Florida, and make them stay there until we process all these illegals that have their rights for free trial and all that, get them out of here, then we will attend to them.
Absolutely. I don't think I could have stated it any more, how would you say, accurately with what needs to be done. Let's go back and visit something for a moment. Barack Hussein Obama had fake, phony, false, fraudulent birth certificate. Everybody knows that. The left refused to recognize it. The right decided we'd stop saying something about it because they're accused of being alarmist or some kind of one that was thinking up and making accusations because of that. But Barack Hussein Obama was born in Kenya. Barack Hussein Obama's own aunt said, quote, and I quote, and it goes back from memory, I've got archives of documents on that, I saw him when he came out of his mother's womb right there in the Kenyan hospital. That grandmother was at that time, this was back in Obama's heyday, was put on a cam and a compound, a fence around it. Nobody could get in to see her. The media could not talk with her because she was talking facts. His brother has said several times, has given the truth about him. He was not born in Hawaii. He's not an American. He had a fake, phony, false identification called the birth certificate. We know that. He was postulated by the Marxist Communist Universal Party that put him in office, not because he was elected, but because in that time, the citizens did not think about the fact that there would be mass fraud that would steal the election. He came out of nowhere, became popularized and won the election suspiciously, in my opinion, and he has said that he would fundamentally change America, and he's carried out his third term through auto pens Joe Biden, and I believe we're witnessing today the end result of it. So the bottom line is, with all of that being said, drawing the curtain on all of it and making the truth be known, I think is something that must be done. I think right now, Brother Davis, I think right now we have the best opportunity through the leadership that God's given us to open Pandora's box, pour it out all out on the table, and bring about justice. It's not about retribution. It's about justice. And the left didn't have any problem prosecuting President Trump and all of his orbit within MAGA with false pretense. But here it is. We have the facts. We have the evidence. We have the documents. And now there's a hue and cry that we ought not to prosecute them. We ought not to do that because that's retribution. What say you?
I say they need to be brought to trial, and all these here politicians that was poor as a church mouse are millionaires now. They ought to be tried, convicted, and take that money back and put it back in our coffers in the United States.
Absolutely.
They need to lose their citizenship.
Well, I've said that very succinctly, one of the broadcasts in the last several weeks, that they need to be caught, tried, convicted, and simply revoke their status of being an American citizen, take all of their passports, and turn them loose. Let them go. Don't put them in jail. Just revoke their citizenship, take all of their passports so that they can't leave the country, and leave them to fend for themselves. I believe that's the best justice that we could find in America today. And I believe that as
I remember once, several years ago, one of the schools in town put on a play, The Man Without a Country, and he was assigned to a ship, and he's had to stay on even whatever port they went in. He could not even get off and go on shore. I mean, that's a sad situation, but they need to, something needs to happen to them about like that. Take their papers away from where they can't vote.
Absolutely, brother. If you're not a citizen, you can't vote. So
absolutely,
it brings about justice, and justice delayed is justice denied. And I believe that we see that as a result of what we're seeing. That, for example, in the ninth chapter of Genesis, you see God's intervention and the ordination of God's civil government, and God set up capital punishment, as it's called in the ninth chapter. And we find today that we're finding murder after murder after murder, rape, etc., 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 because there's no speedy trial, there's no justice, and there's no judgment brought about. And we have people that's been in jail 10, 15, 20 years before they ever really the sentence is ever carried out. We need to go back to the obedience of what the scripture says, and I believe we'd find a major reduction in what we call crime, rape, robbery, murder, etc. And we need to do that, and we need to, as Christians, conservatives, and patriots, we need to pray and ask God to intervene, protect Trump, give him wisdom to carry out the task that God's placed him in the Oval Office to do. Davis, it deserves our prayer, our constant vigilance, and stop being silent as Christians and as conservatives.
Yeah, that's our problem. We kept our mouths shut too much.
70 years too much. That's right. Absolutely.
Too much.
Absolutely.
God
thank
bless
you for,
America.
Yes. God bless you. Have a
God
blessed
bless
day.
You.
Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. All of the things that we see taking place today, I believe I can pretty easily boil it down to, it is for the love of money. Ladies and gentlemen, our elite colleges and universities are in shambles and chaos and confusion because all they're doing is talking about anti-American, anti-Semitism, and anti-Christianity, and yet receiving hundreds of billions of dollars to do so. We witness the political leaders, ladies and gentlemen, siding with socialism, Marxism, communism, and appealing to those wanting to get free stuff. Listen, just take, for example, the character that won the primary in New York for the governor, for the mayor of New York City. Mandami, or whatever they call the man's name. He is a socialist, Marxist, communist, Islamic jihadist. And listen, how did he get 52.6% of the primary? Because everything was going to be free stuff. It was all about money. He was going to set up grocery stores owned and operated by the city of New York so that people could get free food. He was going to have free education, free medical care. He said, Mondami even says that there ought not to be the right of property ownership. There needs to be no ownership where it takes the property out of the hands of the general public. What he's talking about, what he's promulgating, what he's pushing is pure communism. Socialism is communism light. I believe we're talking about pure communism that he's pushing. And why is so many vote? Why did he get 52.6% of the vote out of 11 candidates? Because of free stuff. It goes back to the love of money is the root of all evil. And when you see the group that voted for him, the elitist element, the mindset of the those that were casting ballots on his behalf, they wanted free stuff. Why is that so? Because they've been trained, indoctrinated, and weaponized in the elite higher educational institutions that are taught by the Marxist professors and the communist professors, where they're taught to hate America, to hate the capitalistic system, to hate our Constitution, and to most of all, hate anything that's called morals, ethics, and values. We're witnessing the end result of that today, ladies and gentlemen, appealing to those wanting free stuff. The love of money is the root of all evil. Ladies and gentlemen, it's my opinion that the why to all of these questions about the situations may be found in the fact that that text in 1 Timothy 6:10, for the love of money is the root of all evil. So therefore, ladies and gentlemen, the why, so why is it that the blue cities and blue states are harboring illegal invaders? It's the money. Do you realize, ladies and gentlemen, in New York City, Eric Adams, the mayor of New York City, up until just the recent few months after Trump was elected, Eric Adams was pushing the fact and putting illegal invaders into 3-star, 4-star, 5-star hotels and motels, spending hundreds of millions of dollars, making some people, the building owners, wealthy, the food distributors wealthy. It was all about M-O-N-E-Y. Free stuff being provided. Under the Obama-Biden administration, billions and billions of dollars for housing, for food, for clothing, for cell phones, et cetera, putting the illegals in these 3-, 4-, 5-star hotels. Some politicians and people made millions of dollars as a result of it. These same politicians were involved in the USAID scam, ladies and gentlemen, stealing billions of dollars. This is why so many filed suits against the Trump administration when he started turning the money valve off. Don't you dare think, ladies and gentlemen, that the Socialist Marxist Communist Democratic Party are upset because Trump's turning the valve off as far as USAID and the other scams that were being operated. It's not because they're concerned that it's going to, in fact, they put the news out that around the world, millions of young kids are going to die because of starvation. Many families are going to die because of the famines and not having a place to stay, not having clothing to wear, etc. That's a farce, phony lie, ladies and gentlemen. The bottom line is it cuts that money funnel off going into the back door through the pockets of these that are carrying out the responsibility, supposedly, of looking out for America in the House and the Senate in the United States of America, the legislative branches. Ladies and gentlemen, our colleges and universities have become the mega wealthy bastions of federal dollars. Harvard University, $400 million. Columbia University, $200 million. By the way, Columbia University has just decided that they're going to listen to the Trump administration to be reimbursed the $200 million that they were not going to get otherwise. The love of money, ladies and gentlemen, with the money comes power, position, control, manipulation of the policies. Stop the money and you'll get some corrections in the House and the Senate. Ladies and gentlemen, our previous caller just talked about some of these that politicians go in, they're paupers, and they come out mega wealthy. AOC is a good example. She was a barfly for years. In fact, when she was elected, she didn't have the funds to even pay for a an apartment to be in D.C. She had a bill, I believe, was could be corrected, $1,600, $1,800, $1,900 of a back tax bill she could not pay. And now, six years later, she's worth, I think the last count was $22 or $26 million. Where'd it come from? Where did it come from? How is it that these folks can go in to the political realm and all of a sudden be wealthy? It's because the love of money that they say, well, we're going to reach across the aisle. That's called compromise, and compromise means that your vote has been bought, and as a result of the bought vote, you're going to vote whichever way keeps the money coming into your pockets. Ladies and gentlemen, stop the money and you stop the compromise. Stop the money and the money flow, and I believe we can see some changes in our system in America that will be helpful, ladies and gentlemen, to our constitutional republic. We're in jeopardy of losing it as a result of what we've seen for all of these years. I'm looking at a headline, ladies and gentlemen. This is a good example of what we see taking. Have you heard it? Listen. Most of the media's been solid on it. Listen to the headline. Feds reveal dozens of organ donors may not have been dead when procurement of those organs process started. Let me pause for a moment. I'm talking about, for the love of money is the root of all evil. If you've got on your driver's license that says organ donor, you're in a serious wreck. You can't speak for yourself. Your family members are not there. Who's to say you're dead or alive if they have an immediate need for a heart at about $500,000 or one lung at about $250,000? Here's the article in part. U.S. Department of Health and Human Services confirms it has launched a major initiative to reform America's organ transplant system after it stunningly revealed that dozens of organ donors may not have been dead at all when the process to procure their organs was started, and dozens more exhibited neurological signs, implications of the donation, and whether they're alive or not. Our findings show that the hospitals allowed the organ procurement process to begin when patients showed signs of life, and this is horrifying, explained HHS Secretary Robert F. Kennedy, Jr. The organ procurement organizations that coordinate access to transplants will be held accountable. The entire system must be fixed to ensure that every potential donor's life is treated with sanctity it deserves, end quote. So the bottom line, ladies and gentlemen, it's the love of money. It's a horrifying thought. You're in a wreck. You're unconscious. You may be, a low lifeline viewed, and it may be viewed that you can't live very long. Well, who's to say that you're dead or alive? They just had, in fact, in this article, it's a massive article, one individual was considered dead. He was on the gurney being rolled down the hallway to a surgical procedure room where they were about to take his organs because he was an organ donor. The man started moving and grunting, and they decided that this man's not dead. As a result of his grunting and moaning at the last moment, his life was spared. He's alive, but they were about to take his organs. The love of money is the root of all evil. The love of money is the motivating thought, the motivating factor in relationship to much that we see taking place today in our political arena. The selling of healthy baby parts, ladies and gentlemen. What do you think motivates Planned Parenthood and other murder organizations to continue to push to exist? The big, beautiful bill that President Trump was proud to get passed. There's a bunch of stuff in there I don't agree with. 942-page documents. But, ladies and gentlemen, the House had passed the bill, the big, beautiful bill, had passed the bill to make it illegal to give one dime of federal tax dollars to Planned Parenthood. The Senate reinstated that, and just in 1 year, and the big, beautiful bill, well, no tax funds go to Planned Parenthood. Planned Parenthood's been getting, I believe, about $700 million a year from extracted from the pockets of taxpaying citizens in America. And that, rather than it being cut completely, was cut for just 1 year. Why is it that, it is so needful and necessary for Planned Parenthood to have the funds to continue to operate? Because they're selling healthy body baby parts, or baby body parts, by the millions. A healthy heart will bring about 500,000. A healthy lung will bring about 250,000. And yet, ladies and gentlemen, it's because of the love of money that they're willing to murder, hear me, between 63 and 70 million human beings in the mother's womb. This is the reason they've been pushing state after state after state to have abortion up to and including the delivery of that child. So the older the baby is in the mother's womb, the more they can get for the body parts when that child is taken out of the womb and broken up into body parts, extracted and sold as body parts. It's the love of money. Ladies and gentlemen, why is it you think that this so-called gender care is so important to the organizational structure today? The so-called gender care, providing the butchering of healthy body parts. Listen, you take a little girl or a little boy, and I'm using that term, they may be 12, 13, 14, 16, 18 years of age. Once the body parts have been butchered, there's no restoration, there's no changing, there's no such thing. It's an impossibility to make a boy out of a girl out of a boy. You can, as Sarah Palin said many years ago, you can put lipstick on a pig and it's still a pig. You can put a dress on a boy, he's still a boy. You can put a mustache on a little girl, and she's still a girl, ladies and gentlemen. But the thing that moves and motivates this to be done across America today, being pushed by the health associations, the hospital associations, is because of M-O-N-E-Y. The love of money is the root of all evil. That's the motivating fact. It's not about wanting to help that boy, that girl. In fact, the lie that's being told by the doctors that's involved in the body butchering, the lie that's being told by the medical associations, the lie that's being told to the parents by the counselors at school and the school officials, is that you'd rather have a healthy boy than a girl that's committed suicide or vice versa. They're saying that if you don't let us butcher your child, then that child's going to commit suicide. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a transitional stage that that child goes through, and it's been proven by absolute testimonial from those that have gone through it, that they wish they had never done it, and it was done at the discretion and the push by their parents and or the school counselors, and it destroys them. It sterilizes that individual for the rest of his life. It puts that individual in a position that he is in the pocket of Big Pharma and the medical association the rest of their natural lives, and they will always, always be miserable. Those that have come out, those that have said that this has destroyed their lives, they state that they were coached into it, they were lied to about it, and it is an impossibility to make that transition. The bottom line is, the reason, the rationale behind it is the love of money. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to recognize that, and we need to ask God to intervene and to stop the facts of what it goes back to the fundamentals. Let me just do a little throwback. What was the motivation behind the COVID mass genocide? What was the motivation? M-O-N-E-Y. Did you realize, and you've heard before, if you listen very long to this broadcast, you've heard me say before, the hospital administration made the greatest profit at the apex of COVID than hit in the history of the medical association. It is the Ascension Hospital Group, the one of the largest Roman Catholic hospital organizations. 2021-2022, they made a 592% net profit over a two-year period of time because of the COVID funds coming in. They would put a patient in and call it COVID because of what they would get. The love of money slaughtered, murdered, and harmed millions of people across America and around the world. One recent writer said that more people were damaged and harmed and or killed because the COVID injection more than the COVID pathogen itself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the love of money. This transgender surgery sterilizes, cripples millions of young people. Fact that somehow, some way, we need to give gender care is a lie from the pits of hell, and it will destroy lives. The bottom line is, all that we've talked about, all that we see that's taking place, including this factor that somehow, some way, Russiagate was real, all of it goes back to the love of money, and that love of money that would give power, authority, and control. We need to go back as Christians, ladies and gentlemen, and ask God to intervene to deliver us from the judgment to come, asking God to give wisdom and strength and perseverance and preservation for Donald Trump's life. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
Been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located 1 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with First Conservative Baptist Church. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE. Tune in tonight at 11 for a replay of today's Let's Face the Issues broadcast on WBOB AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
Hey, I'm Brant, and her name is...